know, as you'll have heard in our news, yesterday evening there was a landslide in North Kerry, and this landslide has led to a road being closed this morning. The council are meeting to try and assess the damage and assess the situation. An apparent bog slide, shall we call it that, which occurred. The road at Machanachan, Ballymacelligot, is closed from Kildove Cross to Kerry Cannon Cross until further notice. The road is currently blocked due to huge amounts of debris and diversions are in place. Part of the county, of course, and parts of the county experienced flash flooding yesterday in thunderstorms, which followed a 5-day heat wave. The council response team meeting early this morning to fully assess the incident and arrange a clean-up of the situation. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail, we have Sinn Féin councillor Cathal Foley. We also have Theresa Scanlon from Macha, Laura Campan, whose house is there right at the scene. Theresa, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me this morning.
No bother. Good morning. Thanks for getting back to me.
Can you tell me what happened? Tell me what the conditions were like yesterday, how much rain there was, and when you first noticed that something was wrong.
Well, the flooding was actually really bad, and there was thunder and lightning as well. And what I've got to say, between around 4 and 5 o'clock yesterday evening, I just looked out the window and I just said to my partner, we have another bog slide. And it started coming down and it went right across the road and up our yard, and we're totally blocked in and we can't get out of the house or nothing.
And was it like just a wall of sludge, shall we say, rocks and earth and peat?
All bog. It's all bog and slush, and it smells, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And was there floods of water from the intense rainfall?
There was. Yeah, there was really, really heavy floods of water, and there was actually a flood of water on the road.
A flood of water flowing down the road?
Flowing down the road and flash flooding and everything then, yeah. And when the thunder started, it got heavier then.
Yeah.
All the floods.
Incredibly intense.
Mm-hmm. Very.
You there's two houses side by side. You and your partner live in one. Your sister and parents in the next house. Were the houses threatened at any stage by either water or the bog slide?
No, thankfully it wasn't threatened. But at the same time, you don't know, it could erupt again, and the way it could have came up the yard, like, because it was actually pretty high, and it could have, like, say, could have came over the house at some stage, like, you know. And even last night when we were in bed, like, you know what I mean, we could have been in danger as well.
Yeah, there was more rain, continuing rain yesterday evening that affected you as well. Was there, are you cut off? What's access like?
To be honest with you, like, both driveways, we can't get out. And my dad is not the best of health, and he has doctor's appointments to go to. And he has to go to these appointments, and our water is cut off, and we've no water either. And we have animals to take care of as well.
Yeah.
And they're dehydrated and everything.
Yeah. So, There's a lot of work involved in trying to get it out of this morning.
So, like, if we got out of our driveway and if we got water back again, we'd like to know, we'd be really, really appreciated, like, to know, especially because of the way my condition, my dad felt, like.
Yeah. And Theresa, look, is there council crews there this morning assessing the situation?
No. There's no one here at the moment.
No one here at the moment.
We're waiting. No.
And you're waiting to see how quickly it will. In 2008, how quick was that to get cleaned up? Did it take some time? And are you hoping it's done quicker this time?
We're hoping to be quicker this time, to be honest with you, because before it took 3 weeks before the last time, and we had to move out. And while we were moved out, my parents' house got broken into. And, like, the way it is, the council, they could have acted a bit quicker on it. But, like, we had to keep on top of ourselves, like, we keep pushing them, like.
Yeah. So you want quick action this morning, that's for sure,
please,
in response to this, because you are seriously inconvenienced, blocked in, no water, and all sorts of things going on, animals took after, and the whole lot.
Yeah, and my dad has an appointment tomorrow, which he has to go to. This appointment, it's vitally important, and we have to get out of the our driveway and stuff.
Yeah. Theresa, how deep is it? How deep is the mudslide or the water that's there at the moment?
Myself, my partner, this morning we went around the back field and it was actually up past our knees.
Up past your knees, that's how deep it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's going to take some amount of work, I imagine, to clear it up eventually.
Yeah, eventually, yeah. Once the diggers get it, kind of working on it, like, I don't know how many diggers it would need, like, but the more like the more help, the better.
Okay, Teresa, listen, thanks very much for talking to us. I'm sorry again it happened, and I know it's devastating to see it happen again, and all the inconveniences there. But look, thanks for talking to me about it in the programme.
No bother, morning. And thanks for getting back to me. Thank
you. No problem. Teresa Scanlon there with me on the line from Machalar Compán. We have independent or Sinn Féin councillor Cathal Foley of Kerry County Council. Cathal, good morning to you. Cathal, can I first ask? Look, that's obviously the immediate impact on those two houses in the area, but there's an ecological impact here as well. We had incredibly dry weather for quite a long time, then flash intensive rainfall contributing to all of this. But it is some mess to have to be cleaned up now, isn't it?
It is, Yuri, and this is the second time that this has happened that I know of. Anyway, in August, the very same month of 2008, a similar incident happened here where there was a huge bog slide in the very, very same area, and obviously we have disruption to those families that are living there. The road is blocked, their houses are blocked in, the water is polluted, and then you have the ecological effect on the rivers there, the tributary to the Smyrla, and then the Smyrla feeds into the River Feel, which is a major fishery and a major river in Kerry. The last time I think there was around 8,000 fish between salmon and sea trout were killed in the Smyrla and the tributary to the Smyrla, and it looks like this something could be on the same scale again. The river was actually just recovering in the last few years from that initial bog slide and fish kill, and now we have this again once more, and obviously you have the knock-on effect on the water quality and the water supply up there as well. So the Kerry County Council are going to have to act fast to get it cleared up, but also an investigation on how this has happened again. What was the result of the investigation from 2008? What measures were put in place in 2008 to ameliorate this happening in the future? Whatever it was, it didn't work anyway, Jerry.
Yes, that's the evidence before us in terms of, and depending now, you could say, look, it's the unique weather conditions and the intensity of the rain we get now compared, but either way, we need to know for sure exactly what the causes were and what was done in 2008, because what
we
was
do,
done
yeah.
didn't work with what we've had
but like I mean this is Ireland. These aren't unique weather events, in fairness. Yes, it was a deluge yesterday evening, but this has happened. Like, we do get deluges now and again in summer months and in winter months, and look, it's nothing that hasn't happened before. But as I say, this investigation needs to be very prompt, and we need to find out exactly why. There's lots of speculation out there why, but we need results fairly quickly so that this can it doesn't happen again, because there's lots of other areas in the county where we have the very same peat bog on mountains, and we don't want this to happen in any other area either, of course. And lessons will need to be learned. That famous saying, lessons will need to be learned. I hope that they will, and that this is like, this isn't just a local issue, it's a national issue that government has to look into and ensure that whatever is happening on our mountains and our bogs, that this type of thing should not be happening.
And that will be a particular issue as well when it comes to, I suppose, the future management and minding of our areas, whether it's forestry, whether it's renewable energy projects, whether it's the general, you know, the weather that we're getting now, the patterns that we get into the future, the amount of rain that falls and falls quickly. Like in Wexford yesterday, they had a 1 in 100 year level of intense rainfall in a 1 hour period, which flooded 70 to 80 homes and businesses. So that'll all have to be factored into how we manage things to prevent these things.
It will, Jerry, and like we recently had a county development plan where we discussed flooding and every other type of issue, and like as you say, once in 100 year events, they're becoming more frequent now, unfortunately, with climate change and everything else. And like if we're working and building and planting trees or whatever in these sensitive landscapes, then they do have knock-on repercussions, and people have been warning for years that if you don't look after these unique lands, that you will have this type of event, and unfortunately, this has been proven once more in the Macca area of Kilduff. Unfortunately, for the people living there, and unfortunately for the ecological system up there.
On a separate issue, on a separate note, can I get your reaction to the dramatic intervention of the Minister for Planning in relation to the county's development plan just passed by yourselves on Kerry County Council, written a letter to the Chief Executive of Kerry County Council. And I'll just paraphrase a little bit of it here, but it's particularly regards to provisions put in place by councillors in relation to limiting wind farm applications and wind farm developments. On consideration of the recommendation made to me by the Office of the Planning Regulator, I have formed the opinion that the development plan has not been made in a manner consistent with and has failed to implement the recommendations of the Office of the Planning Regulator under Section 31. The plan, as made, fails to set out an overall strategy for the proper planning and sustainable development of the area. The development plan is not consistent with national policy objectives set out in the National Planning Framework, specifically 55, NPO 55, and the Wind Energy Development Guidelines 2006. The plan fails to have regard to ministerial guidelines issued under Section 28 of the Act. The statement under Section 28 1A and B, 1A brackets B, attached to the development plan as made, fails to include information which demonstrates that the planning authority has formed the opinion that it's not possible to implement the policies and objectives contained in the development plan guidelines for planning authorities 2022 and the wind energy development guidelines of 2006 and the spatial planning and national roads guidelines 2012 because of the nature and characteristics of the area, in addition to the reasons for the forming of that opinion, contrary to Section 28 1B. A draft of the direction accompanies this notice, and I request, the Minister says, in relation to the, I suppose, what he wants to have happen here with regards to the situation is, I would request that this that you publish notice of this draft direction no later than 2 weeks after receipt of this notice. The reasons for the decision are set out in the Statement of Reasons section of the attached draft direction and further details provided in the summary of issues as set out below. So that's a red card, it looks like to me, for what you've done in terms of wind development and other issues in the draft development plan or the current development plan.
It's definitely a black card in a jury, whatever about a red card. Look, you've discussed this on many occasions about the proliferation of wind farms in Kerry. We're saturated with wind farms in certain parts of Kerry. Lots of areas of Kerry are unsuitable for wind farms and will never be built there. And it's areas like where the flood, the landslide was experienced yesterday. That's the area where we have wind farms. And is it appropriate for putting wind farms in landscapes like that? I don't think so. Is it appropriate to ask people living in these areas to have wind farms alongside their properties? I don't think so. The Minister should come down to Kerry and view the areas where these wind farms are built and see what happens to the people and the environment of those areas, what wind farms are, how they're built there, and what repercussions they have on people's lives and on the environment. And it's totally inappropriate that these areas would now be reconsidered for wind farms.
Opinion of a lot of the councillors. That's why you did what you did. What the Minister and what the office is saying is that you got it wrong. You're not in sync with the national policies and the guidelines and the direction that this country and this government wants to go with regards
that's
to
that. Point, yeah,
irrespective
that's
of
point,
what you're saying, and I understand the point you're making many times this program before.
If you go back to previous planning application for wind farms in Kerry, there has been inspector reports that have stated that landslides can occur where wind farms are built. And like, as people make their own minds up there, but that has been inspectors' reports have gone back and planning has
not
been
granted. And again, not every wind farm has resulted in a landslide either.
Absolutely not. And I would never say that. No, yeah. But there are many areas that are inappropriate. And that's like, if the Minister looks at the area, it's fine to look at a map. Anyone can look at a map, but you have to come down to the areas, go up to places like Scartaglen, go up to places like Mocha and parts of North Kerry and look where these wind farms are and see what serious repercussions it's having on the environment and on the people and the communities that have to live around these massive wind turbines.
You'll have to address this. You'll have to open things up again.
Of course you will. The Minister is looking for our opinions, and obviously there'll be lots of strong opinions going back to the Minister, and I would hope that the parties in Kerry County Council is controlled by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They have lots of councillors in Kerry. I hope they will be talking to their ministers and their TDs to make sure that the Minister does not overrule the democratic decision of all 33 councillors in Kerry.
Okay, all right, we'll talk more about that, more detail to come from that communication from the Department and the Minister for Planning to Kerry County Council. We'll leave it there. That's Cathal Foley there, Councillor Cathal Foley of Sinn Féin, on those issues.